Times are tough all over. Everyone understands that. Everyone lives through that. You've known me most of my life. You've known that tough times have followed me from when I was plopped out of the womb. I've made a lot of mistakes in my day. Mistakes that I regret. I have made some bad choices. And I'm not talking about choices involving drugs or alcohol in any way, shape, or form. But I've made some bad choices. And that's partially responsible for the predicament that I'm in. I knew that I was going to be faced with the better part of an ultimatum from my landlord sooner rather than later. That is not the reason why I sit here today and speak about what transpired yesterday. I sit here and speak about what transpired yesterday in the hopes that people who hear this will respect and appreciate and maybe reaffirm to the people close to them how much they truly mean to them. During the unbelievable blow-up that occurred between my father and I, or my ex-father and I, a blow-up that every single one of my children overheard and or witnessed. My father, my ex-father, accused me of being the cause of my mother's death 10 years ago, November 3rd. This is a pain that will not go away. This is a pain that, as many times as I talk about it, it continues to make me cry. This is a pain that I do not suspect will ever leave me. So now the challenge I have is to try and maintain my own set of personal values and to try and avoid making mistakes like other people that I'm aware of, specifically the person that I was supposed to look up to, that I was supposed to admire, that I was supposed to have as a role model. For anyone young who is listening to this, your opinions are not irrelevant. Your voice, your say, is not discardable. Respect your elders, but don't be upset to confront them if you're aware that if you believe in your heart in whatever issue you may have that you're right. For anyone older who still has a family, a mother or a father, who love and cherish them and respect what they've done, their accomplishments, I say congratulations. And I say that with an extreme form of jealousy, as that was taken away from me, just what I believe it was beginning to form 10 years ago on November 3rd. For those of you who are at odds with your elders, just remember why and stick to your guns and make sure that it's justified. Try not to blame your own personal problems, whatever they may be, on people who may have been or may not have been the cause. I could sit here and talk philosophical mumbo jumbo till I'm blue in the face. Doesn't take away the fact that as we speak, the only words I want to type on my computer are words of such a violent nature that I wouldn't be surprised if I were to have policemen show up at my doorstep. A couple of people on Facebook were kind enough to write me when I put up a status from yesterday as to how I was feeling, and that was the reason for the creation of this podcast. I also figured that this type of information shouldn't be available for the naked eye on paper. Should be available for someone who is willing to take the time to listen. To my friends, literal and cyber, I say thank you for supporting my column, for listening to me rant and rave, for reading my blog, and for allowing me the opportunity to feel important, to almost feel like a celebrity. To my real friends, friends that have seen me, that are close to me, you know that I have...
Oh my God, I can die happy now.
Nice email, isn't it? You know that I have achieved a lot in these past couple of years, emotionally, personally, and I have a lot more to do. I face the toughest challenge of my life, which is going to last me for the rest of my life. And that is how to keep a bridge up and functioning between my children's grandfather and their grandfather while continuing to show that same individual how discontent and how angry I am. He had no right to say what he said. I'm sorry I blacked out there for a minute. I think I'm done. My stamina is fading. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this. If anybody is interested in commenting, I ask that you keep it between us through electronic mail. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this. And I hope, wherever you may be, that you're having a better day than I am.